Six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Go ahead and choose the salutation that pertains to you and your time zone. It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, and I'll be your chairman today. I am walking around outside, as usual, just because, well, I thought it was going to be nice and cool today because it was overcast. I got up, I looked outside, the sky is overcast. It looks like it has been raining overnight. It's not raining now, but it's foggy, kind of foggy, and it's very, very humid. So, yeah, and it's only about 70 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's interesting. It's also a bit breezy, and the wind is coming up. I was looking for mantises. I think I'll go look for mantises in the bushes here too. I haven't seen any yet, but I haven't really been looking all that carefully. Oh boy, the good news about it being this warm. Oh, there's a hopper, Mr. Hopper. Is that my back doesn't hurt? My back is not seizing up. When I got up, my back thought it wanted to give me a problem, but I said, no you don't. And I got up and I thought, well, I better go out and run around outside for a while, stretch my back out. And so I am. And that's what we're doing today. Right now I'm just walking along looking for bugs. I'm always looking for bugs. I'm looking for bugs in all of the plants. And I don't see any. How badly do I feel like looking for them today? Oh, I don't know. Let's go over here. Alright, so what's new? What have I been doing other than looking for bugs? Last night I had a good time. I'm always having a good time, as you may or may not know. But last night was extra fun. What did I do last night? I watched some movies. Of course I watched, you know, football and my football highlights. And that's always great. But last night I got to see two classics of the blaxploitation genre. And I watched, first I watched Dolomite, starring and produced by Rudy Ray Moore. And what can I say about Dolomite? If you've seen it, you've seen it. You know what it is, you know what it's like. I can't say that it's one of my favorites. It's good for what it is, and I think it is an appropriate representation of the prevailing attitudes of its era. And it is most assuredly an excellent example of the blaxploitation genre. It's both horrible and great for different reasons at the same time. And then after Dolomite, which I had it on while I was doing some stuff. I was working on some stuff on my computer. And I had it going on in the background. But then after that finished up, Now that ended at about 2:30 a.m. And guess what started up next? Probably one of my favorites. Probably my favorite blaxploitation film. Now I know what you're thinking. Oh, obviously Shaft. Well, no. Shaft is one of my favorites, but I think my ultimately favorite is the one that I saw last night. That's right, Superfly. Yeah. Superfly and Dolomite, back to back, unedited, uncut, on Turner Classic Movies. I love that station. Now, if you're not familiar with Superfly, if you've never seen it, I suggest you do so. In fact, you should probably rent it or stream it tonight. Because Superfly is the bomb. Now, the story itself is a little predictable and a little... exactly what you can expect from a film like this. But the truly outstanding feature of the film Superfly is, of course, the soundtrack by Curtis Mayfield. Yes, you heard me correctly, Curtis Mayfield. Oh, I love Curtis Mayfield. I bet you didn't know that about me. Wow, look at these puffball mushrooms. That rain sure made them big. Yeah, Curtis Mayfield. Love the guy. Love his music. It's so dope. The film Superfly, the entire soundtrack is basically Curtis Mayfield being Curtis Mayfield. And if that wasn't enough, Curtis Mayfield actually shows up in the movie. There's a scene in which the main character, Priest, he goes to a club. And of course, there's some sweet music. And of course, they're not playing a jukebox or anything. There on stage is the man himself, Curtis Mayfield. Oh, it's so great. I love Curtis Mayfield. Love his music. And I would have loved to have met the man. He has, unfortunately, sloughed off his mortar coil. Oh, I can see a wood duck down there on a log. Uh-oh, I think he sees me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me, Mr. Ducky. There's nothing going on over here. And there's no way I'm going to be able to focus on that guy that far away. I took a picture anyway. It's not going to turn out, but whatever. Yeah, so anyway, Curtis Mayfield no longer walks among us. And there was a guy who sort of got the short end of the stick. I'm going to try to take a picture of that duck again because my camera was on macro mode. Oh, and he moved. Damn it, I spooked him too much. All right, so anyway, where was I? Curtis Mayfield, Superfly. Yes, yes, he is. Curtis Mayfield, unfortunately, came to a very tragic end. And not your typical musician's tragic end. You know, all musicians, they either need to overdose on drugs or be in a plane crash. Or sometimes, depending on the country of origin, a car crash. Curtis Mayfield was doing a show when a lighting truss fell on him. Yeah, that's horrible. Lighting truss fell on him and it left him very messed up. I can't remember if he was paralyzed or what. I kind of think he was. Yeah, but he ended up in really bad shape. and all the medical expenses and all the cost of all of that crap just left him dirt poor, and he died absolutely penniless. And that's a crime. There's a man who should have been allowed to enjoy the fruits of his labor, specifically the soundtrack to Superfly. Now, I know what you're thinking. Some of you might be thinking, Curtis Mayfield, I've never heard of the guy. I've never heard his music, blah, 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 blah. And my only answer to that is, yes, yes, you have. You do know who he is. You have heard his music. Maybe you just didn't know it was his music. Because trust me, his music has been played everywhere. Alright, I'm standing in a duck blind. I can see a turtle on a log. I can see a frog on a log. I can see some ducks out on the delta. That's nice. That's about it. Not a lot of action out here. And that's fine. So I gotta get a little stretchy. Kind of tempted to go over to Alcar today. I've got a couple of dollars in my pocket, and I was thinking last night I should go get one of those on-off buttons. And when I say an on-off button, I don't mean like a power switch. I mean an actual on-off button. A button, meaning the marker used in a craps game, and the one that's on and off. But anyway, I digress. Curtis Mayfield, maybe you need to listen to some of his music right now. Maybe you need to create a playlist of Curtis Mayfield music that you can play on open mic tonight. So why don't you do that? Why don't you look up Curtis Mayfield and his music, listen to it, find your three favorite Curtis Mayfield songs and play them tonight for us on open mic. That would be awesome. Alright, so I'm kind of just wandering through looking for mushrooms. Kind of surprised I'm not finding more mushrooms today. I did consider going somewhere else. I considered going to OPPD today, but this is one of those days where I would be afraid that it would be full of the ladies' photography auxiliary unit. I don't need to see a bunch of babies. Babies. I hate them. I don't really hate babies. I just don't want to be around them for very long. That just reminded me of Cheryl from Archer, who's always saying she hates babies. She wants all the babies to be killed. And she always says, well, not all of them, just the human ones. And you know, I've got to feel the same way. Here's a few reasons why babies suck. One, they are stupid. They are dumb. They're the dumbest people you will ever meet. Now you might be saying, well, that's a cruel thing to say. No, it's not. It's the god-awful truth. Babies are dumb. Oh, yes. Wait. We gotta stop the baby conversation because I found a bleeding slime mold. Oh, now this is just awesome. It's bleeding right now. So we're going to switch over to macro mode. Gotta kneel down in these stupid rocks, move some leaves away, and look at this thing, it's bleeding up something fierce. I'm too close. Alright, what we've basically got here is a mushroom, or a fungal growth, that's growing on the path. And this path is basically paved with clinker, with like a limestone pea gravel. And this fungus is growing on a stump. There was a tree in the middle of the path here, but when they widened the path, they cut down the tree, and they cut, instead of pulling the stump out, they just cut the stump off at ground level. And so, there's still these mushrooms and funguses that like to grow on this tree, and so this funky slime mold business has grown on the surface. And it is bleeding. This particular slime mold exudes red latex, and it looks like blood. It doesn't quite look like real blood. It looks like fake Halloween blood. You know, it's transparent. It's clear and red, and it looks all a little bit more dramatic than it needs to be. And I'm taking pictures of this with and without a flash. Now, I have found bleeding slime molds before, especially here at Herrenhaven. But I don't recognize this species. And I've been watching this. You've heard me talk about it. We've walked by it before. So we're going to take half a dozen pictures, some with a flash, some without a flash. And you can see the bleeding slime mold for yourself. Very, very cool. And since I got the flash on and I got the camera rolling, we might as well walk right up here to the puffballs that are getting bigger. Wow. I've been watching these for a couple days and they've gotten so big. Chunky monkeys. A little bright with the flash, but who cares? I got other pictures of these, so I'm not particularly worried about getting the greatest photograph ever. All right. So I hope you're enjoying seeing these photographs, especially the bleeding slime mold. I'm not sure what this is. I guess we could look it up. Try to find out what species of goop it really is. So now I'm walking across the land bridge. I got the sub pond to my right, the billabong to the left, and nothing's going down. All right, so where was I? Something in my eye. There, that's better. Oh yes, I was talking about babies. And I was going to give you a list of some number of reasons why babies suck. One, babies are stupid. It's not their fault. They're too young to go to college, or any other school for that matter. You can't blame them. Two, babies, they can't talk. So you never know what they want, and all they do is complain anyway. And you can't figure out what they're talking about. Good luck with that. Oh, I see a Mati way out there. He's running. If he would have stayed still. Oh, I see two Matis. One is way out there. A good. Oh, he's just stood up. Hi, Mati. Hello. And he's looking at me. And then there's another Mati over here. I got one Mati 40 yards away. Oh, and he just ran into the grass. And I got another Mati 100 yards away. And he's trying to hide. I see you standing up over there, Mati. Gonna get that Mati. I see you, Mati. And he doesn't like me yelling at him, so he just got down and he's. Oh, is he gonna scramble off into the bushes? Yeah, he's sort of hiding. Okay. Hey, we saw two Matis. Alright, the third reason babies suck, they stink. They don't know how to use the toilet, so they smell like poop. And reason number four, you have to feed them. They can't feed themselves. You can't hand them a hot dog and go, here. You can't hand them a hamburger. You can't hand them a thing of macaroni and cheese and go, here, put this in the microwave. No. Reason number five, babies can't walk. That's annoying as hell. You gotta carry them everywhere. That's probably the worst thing about them. They can't walk, they can't skate, they can't ride a bike, they can't do jack. Let's see, I'm sure I had some more reasons why babies are terrible. But I can't think of them right now. Wow, I didn't know I was going to have this good a day. I've seen two Mahdi's and a bleeding fungus. And even though you did not get to see the Mahdi's, you do get to see the bleeding fungus. And you got to admit, that is pretty cool. Little drops of blood. And I should point out that it is, in fact, not blood. It's latex. But you can imagine 100 years ago what people were thinking if when they came across these things. Oh, they probably lost their simpleton brains. Oh, yes. Okay, so I'm approaching the dragonfly pond. What do we got here in the dragonfly pond today? No dragonflies. The water level's a little bit low. And I don't see any dudes, of course not. So now I'm walking around to the back of the building here. Which means we're approaching the shed. Will there be anybody next to or under the shed? I'm approaching, and I see no shed mots. Ah, that's too bad. But I don't feel bad because we already got to see two Mahdi's. And I love those Mahdi's. Everybody loves Mahdi's. Well, that reminds me, my mom sent me a picture of a veiled stinkhorn yesterday. That somebody else sent her, and that was really cool. And I wish we would get more stinkhorns around here, but we don't. We only get the elegant dogs, and sometimes we get earth stars, but I haven't seen any earth stars in forever. And earth stars are very interesting. Alright, so now I'm walking past my favorite patch of grass for looking for mantises. And I'm walking up the little access road that goes to the Mulhall's property. And I'm looking in the puddles and I don't see any Mahdi tracks or any other tracks. And now I can see back over into the Mulhall's property. I don't know where my Mahdi's went. I see a dark shape of some kind over there. But that's not moving. I don't think that's a Mahdi. I think that's just a lump. A lump of grass or whatever. Oh, more people have shown up here now. They missed the Mahdi's. Although those Mahdi's will come back. Alright, and what was I talking about? Babies? Yeah, and so that's why I don't have babies. They're not fun. Kids don't even become close to being fun until they're about three. Then at least you can kind of talk to them, but they're still total idiots and they say the most moronic things, which in turn is mildly entertaining. However, they don't actually do anything until they're about five or six. And then at least you can teach them to play football at that point. Kids are fun. Kids is a hoot. Uh-oh. You know what we got here. And this is what I was trying to avoid by not going to OPPD. We got the ladies photographic auxiliary out here today. I'm back standing in front of a grass patch, looking for my mantises. Oh yes, they're getting out of their cars and they got all their big fat cameras. And you know what's funny is they've got thousands of dollars worth of photographic equipment, but they cannot take a photo to save their lives. Where's my mantises? Where's my mantis buddies? I'm still looking. And you know, I gotta look up mantis stuff. We could find out when they lay their eggs and when they hatch, and we can find out when there are baby mantises. Cause you know what's weird is I don't think I've ever found a baby mantis. I'm always finding full-grown mantises, or at least mantises that are mostly full-grown. I did find that one female that was immature, but she was still pretty big. She was still more than 10 centimeters or 4 inches long. Where are all the teeny tiny mantises? Where's all the 1-inch manti? Where's all the... Wait, who's this down here? Nope, I thought I found one. I did not. So now, I'm still looking. And I got Curtis Mayfield music playing in my head as I'm looking for praying mantises. I realize that probably doesn't make a lot of sense, but, you know, my life isn't about making sense. It's more about being awesome. And what, there are Mati tunnels in here. There's been Matis walking around in here. And I probably know which ones. Those ones that are over there. I'm still staring at grass. And I'm not seeing any mantises. Is this to mean that mantis season is over? Will we be finding any more mantises this season? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't think we've ever gone this long without finding one. When I'm looking for one, where's my buddies? They are nowhere to be found. Oh noes! So, oh, now I don't want to go that way because I'll have to run into this. Yeah, you know what this is? This is my most hated excuse for the Auxiliary Photography Club. The only reason these people exist is to take senior photos and baby portraits. And so they come out to places like this and they pose their person around. And yeah, these people who have never been here before, oh, I'm gonna have my senior pictures taken here so it looks like I care about nature, so my college application seems legit. And even though I'm a complete and total fraud, I'll put all these things on here that sound good. Yeah, no. Right, so we got a mom and a daughter here. And we have their friend who has the $3,000 camera. Oh, it's pathetic. Everybody's a photographer these days. And everyone's a DJ. And everybody's a filmmaker. And everybody's anything they want to be, regardless of their amount of talent. I have a Macintosh computer. That makes up for my complete and utter lack of talent. No. No, it doesn't. You are... Oh, I'm about to snap. I'm about to go on a rant. I gotta stop now or else I'll have a bad attitude for the rest of the day. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm your host of the Daily Dubious Goals Committee meeting. I'm still looking for marmots. I'm still looking for mantises. I can't find any. So I'm gonna go home. You can too. It's time is over. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.